Venus Bay. Story by Julie Mitchell. Illustrated by Mel Chambers. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. A Simple Fact. Holly sat in the back seat of the car. She was thinking about her brother Jake as Dad drove the family to Venus Bay. Jake used to be so easy to get along with, but lately Holly had seen a side of him she didn't like. Jake had decided that Holly was weak. When Holly tried to tell him she wasn't weak, he wouldn't listen.
"Don't get upset, Holly," Jake would say. "It's a simple fact. Just get used to it."
Well, Holly would show Jake he was wrong today. Neither of them had surfed before, and Holly wanted to be the first one to ride a wave. But things didn't work out that way. Soon after Jake entered the water, he was up on his board surfing, while Holly couldn't even stand up on hers.
"Give up, Holly!"
Jake yelled as he paddled out to catch another wave.
"You're not strong enough to stand up and ride."
Holly frowned and tried again, but it was no good. Holly decided to rest for a moment. She turned to watch her brother come riding in on the next wave. But the wave passed, and Jake was nowhere to be seen. Chapter 2. Into the Sea. Jake had fallen off his board before the wave reached Holly. But that wasn't the worst thing. In this part of the bay, two powerful currents crossed each other. They made deep holes in the sand. Jake was pulled into one of these holes when he fell off his board. Down, down, Jake was pulled as the sea roared around him. Suddenly, it was dark, and Jake realized how deep the water was. He struck out with his arms, fighting the pull of the current. Because it was dark, he wasn't sure where the surface was. At last, Jake felt himself rising. But there was another problem. He wanted to take a breath. No, he told himself, and he tried not to think about it. It was a long time before Jake saw light coming down through the water. He couldn't hold his breath any longer. His mouth opened, and the water rushed inside. Chapter 3. The Search. Holly knew something was wrong when Jake's board came tumbling past her.
"Dad! Help!"
she cried, waving towards the beach. Her father didn't hear her or see her waving. There was only one thing Holly could do. She took a deep breath and dived beneath the surface, searching for Jake. She dived again and again, but she couldn't see him anywhere. Holly almost gave up, but when she came up after her third dive, she spotted Jake floating face down on the surface.
"Help!"
she cried, waving towards the beach again. She swam over to her brother. When she reached Jake, she turned him face up. Then she began swimming towards the shore, carrying him against her hip. It was hard work, and Holly became tired. Her arms and legs hurt, but she refused to give up. Suddenly, Holly's legs cramped, and she knew she couldn't carry Jake any further.
"No!"
she cried. Then, two strong arms took Jake from her. Chapter 4. the hospital. Dad had seen Holly waving. He swam in to shore with Jake. Holly rested for a while, then she slowly swam in too. As she came out of the water, Holly heard Jake cough.
Is he all right?
She called to her father. I think so, Dad said, but I'm calling for an ambulance. Later, at the hospital, Holly sat close to Jake.
You really scared me,
she told him.
Thank goodness Dad came to help.
She blinked back her tears.
I couldn't carry you any further. I just wasn't strong enough.
Not strong enough? Jake asked. You carried me most of the way in. Suddenly, his voice became soft. I'm sorry I ever said you were weak, Holly. If it wasn't for your strength, I wouldn't be here at all. Holly put her arm around him.
Well, Jake,
she said,
I'm glad you are.
And she meant it with all her heart.